At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And I'm back again because the Minnesota Vikings continue to wheel and deal. Following the fallout from Kirk Cousins signing with the Atlanta Falcons, it allowed the Minnesota Vikings to enter a different direction. So they have now signed three defensive players. Andrew Van Ginkle, that's a fun name to say, Jonathan Greenard, and Blake Cashman. Blake Cashman played for the Minnesota Gophers and grew up in Minnesota, and the Minnesota Vikings signed him to a 3-year, $25 million deal. And he is a linebacker. Jonathan Greenard is a defensive end. He is going to be the guy that replaces Danielle Hunter when Danielle Hunter inevitably, that sounds better, leaves in free agency and signs with another team for millions and millions and millions of dollars. And then Andrew Van Ginkle, a player from the Miami Dolphins roster, a linebacker, a blitzer, can do it all. This is what Super Bowl rosters start to look like. Last year, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes. They have Travis Kelce. But their Super Bowl roster was full of guys that could lock down defensively. The San Francisco 49ers, offensively, very solid. Debo, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Purdy. But their defense was full of solid players. The reason why the Chiefs were even in the Super Bowl to begin with was because their defense locked down the Baltimore Ravens offense and held them to 7 points. The Ravens offense did not score in the second half in that ballgame because the Chiefs defense kept on making plays. So the Vikings roster construction is already looking more deeper. It already has more depth than it had last year. And I do think the Minnesota Vikings can compete for a playoff spot even without Kirk Cousins as their starting quarterback. Because now the Minnesota Vikings can fill in the gaps. They can fill in the holes. And I understand that Kirk Cousins has a $28.5 million dead cap hit. But rookie quarterbacks don't make all that much money in the NFL because they're on rookie deals. So when you think about it like this, you know, the rookie guy will make so-and-so million. Kirk Cousins' $28 million dead cap hit that will affect the Minnesota Vikings. And that quarterback will make $35 million for 1 year, basically, when you combine the two quarterback salaries. The Minnesota Vikings roster is taking shape, and Brian Flores is getting exactly what he wants for a Minnesota Vikings defense. Because last year, he did not have the pieces to do what he wanted to do. The Minnesota Vikings defense was slow, they were old, and they didn't have the talent to perform the way that Brian Flores wanted to perform for a full season. Sure, they were good in moments. They had moments where they held the Raiders to 0 points. But then there were many moments at the end of the season when Jake Browning went off in the second half for the Cincinnati Bengals, when Jordan Love just completely carved up the Minnesota Vikings defense, when Jared Goff just destroyed the Minnesota Vikings defense. And now that the Vikings defense is taking shape, they will be a legitimate defending team with legitimate players. And Harrison Smith will most likely get cut or traded or restructured. And his contract will look a little bit different. So the Minnesota Vikings will have even more cap space. And my main focus is on Jonathan Greenard, because when he signed, even before Kirk Cousins was accepted a deal to the Atlanta Falcons, the big thing is that he's this big star pass rusher. And last year for the Houston Texans, he performed pretty well. 15 games, 12 and a half sacks, and he is a good run-stopping player. According to a website that knows more about football statistics than I do, Greenard, his pass rushing was just a little bit less than Danielle Hunter's. Danielle Hunter's was graded, according to PFF, at a 79 for a pass rush. And Greenard was rated at a 75. But according to PFF, Greenard has a much better run-stopping ability. He was graded at a 67.2, and Danielle Hunter was graded at a 51.7. Plus, Greenard is 3 years younger than Danielle Hunter. So there's a lot more potential, a lot more growth that we could still see from Greenard. So this is an exciting move. And now the Minnesota Vikings, once they get their quarterback and the defensive unit is established, we are seeing a team that can compete. When they draft their guy, which we all think they will now that Kirky is gone, if that guy becomes the franchise quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, and that is a big if. I don't say that in passing. It's a big if. It's hard to get a franchise quarterback. But if that does happen, that's the one missing piece, the one piece that could make this entire team a championship-level team. Because now the defense is getting solidified. And now the Minnesota Vikings have money to spend this year and next year because they're not signing or held captive to a massive Kirk Cousins deal. This was all part of the plan, and Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell are delivering. They knew the chances and the likelihood that Kirk Cousins would be gone, so they planned for it. That's what good organizations do, and the Minnesota Vikings are making plays, and I'm proud of them. They're making the right decisions. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Please watch, or thank you for watching, but please rate, review, if you're watching on YouTube, and hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening on Apple, please rate, review, and follow the show there as well. Everyone, thank you for listening, and have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.